It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5. Thanks to Jackson Chourio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a 2-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all 7 batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's... He's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you saw it, 97, 99, and it just makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care?
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Beautiful. Less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
School sports are played by humans. Coach.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, it's Greg again. Just a reminder that we are not in the studio right now. This is a curated best of episode for you, but Free Ticket Friday is still happening today, and that Free Ticket Friday keyword is four, F-O-U-R, four. Get that Civic Media app, text the show, F-O-U-R-4. That will put you in the running for a 4-pack of tickets for the upcoming game against Washington on July 11th. So again, get that Civic Media app, text in the keyword, and good luck to you. Coming up next for you, we've got an interview with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They were part of our Beyond the Cheese series. It's when we highlight a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry to show you what's going on in the state, cool things you can do, things you can buy like hats. And this is a 2-part interview we did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. Have a lovely 4th of July. Stay safe, stay cool, and enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere. Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the first Monday of the month. Therefore, it is time for our monthly segment called, Calvin,
Beyond the Cheese.
It's our opportunity to highlight businesses and industries in Wisconsin that are outside of the dairy industry. So we are delighted to be welcoming in studio from the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company in Milwaukee, John and Kate McLaughlin. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's our pleasure to be here.
How long have McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company, how long have you been in business?
Well, we just celebrated 15 years, but we had a bit of an evolution. So we first started as the Brass Rooster.
I remember.
And then we added the Hen House. And then when we needed to come up with our business plan and our plan of attack, really, to survive COVID, we became McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company.
I'm so glad you're still there. You're still on Kinnickinnick.
Yeah, same location. We actually shrunk down.
Just a little bit?
A little bit, and refined what we really needed. And it ended up being one of the best things we've ever done.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, obviously, what you do is very niche. You make hats from by hand. You are a haberdasher. You are a milliner. You actually still use the old forms that they used to use. It's an art, what you do. It is.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you. It is. When you walk into our shop and atelier, it is like literally stepping back in time because we're surrounded by antiques making contemporary headwear.
And when you were both in high school, was this some, I want to be a hat maker one day. That's really where I'm going to put all my energy. How did this even evolve?
She's sitting right here.
It was you, Kate.
Well, I always knew from a little girl on, I wanted to be a costume designer because of Singing in the Rain, my favorite movie. And so in the 80s, I was always making all of my own clothes. I was literally Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink.
How awesome.
And so junior year in high school, when we had home ec classes, I made my very first hat. And that hat was something you would expect on stage. And it was large and it was tapestry with flowers and feathers and veiling. And my classmates made like little braided headbands.
That would have been me.
Yeah. So, you know, I went with it with gusto. And then in fashion design school, there was only one millinery class available. And I took it and excelled. And then it was something I developed throughout my entire career in fashion, in bridal, and then in costume tech, being a costume technician and designer.
The whole process, because I interviewed you many years ago when I was working for a different radio station. The whole process is so much more complicated than people realize, right?
100%.
So if you can briefly explain the making of a hat.
So the whole thing actually starts with sitting down with the client and asking them a huge barrage of questions.
Okay.
So it'll be everything from what colors they tend to wear, what they're going to use it for, if it's a special event or if it's for every day. It needs to be rugged, or so we go through all sorts of things, and then we have them try on different styles that we have in already.
Sure.
And then we'll look at different colors, and we start going through our vintage selection of ribbons, and we refine everything down, take measurements, and then actually a device that I have here that was made in 1892, we use for every custom hat that we make. And it's called the Conformator. It was made in Paris in 1892. It looks like a mechanical top hat. And when you put that on somebody, it punches out a card with a 1/6 reduction of their head size and shape. And then we put that into another piece, which is an enlarger.
Okay.
And that becomes the
template?
Yeah, it becomes a perfect copy of their head. So we can take that and put it on the inside of the hat. And it custom shapes the hat to their head without them being there.
Wow. Now, there used to be a lot of chemicals involved in the process of making hats, like really not good for you chemicals.
Oh, absolutely. And when we're talking about hat making, there's actually two main divisions. That's millinery and hatting. So millinery is the art of women's hat making, and hatting is the art of men's hat making.
So you're not haberdasher anymore?
A haberdasher is somebody who sells men's hats and other goods.
Oh.
So when we first opened, I was a haberdasher. We all were. But when I'm making a woman's hat, I'm a milliner. When I'm making a men's hat, I'm a hatter.
And you're a hatter.
Yeah.
And actually, we have three of maybe about 15 master dress hatters left in the country.
Yeah, in our little atelier.
In our
atelier.
Store. Yes. In your store.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I can tell you none of the chemicals that we're using are as terrible to our bodies as they were at the turn of the last century all the way through like the 1930s.
Yeah.
We're using much kinder chemicals and stiffeners and sizings and glues and things to make the hats.
If you're just joining us, we are going beyond the cheese with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company, and John and Kate McLaughlin are in studio with us talking about the art of making men's hats and making women's hats. They used to use mercury.
Oh, yeah.
So good for you.
100% gives you neurological damage.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
The first sign of it actually is the loss of fine motor skills, so you would get tremors. And the hat-making capital of the world at the time was Danbury, Connecticut. And mercury poisoning was so prominent in that area that it was actually known as the Danbury Shakes.
And how were they using mercury in the making of hats?
They're treating the fur.
The fur felts that we use to make the hats, and they would put them through huge mercury baths to make them more water repellent and water resistant.
Oh my.
So it wasn't just the people working the mercury baths themselves. It was people handling the hats all the way up to the trimming rooms. The vapors would affect the people on the floor above. There were all sorts of problems.
And how long did it take them to realize that mercury was the problem?
Until the early 30s.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So there are little tests we can do today to check like an antique or a vintage hat. And we do hat restoration and renovation at the shop as well. We're actually one of the very few shops left in the country that will do full refurbishment of hats, men's and women's. And there's been a few times where we've had to let a customer know that because of the age of the hat, it was treated. And so the hatters have to deal with that differently. And of course, price accordingly.
Sure.
For that.
Well, that's great to know, though. If someone has great grandpa's favorite fedora that's been sitting in a closet for 45 years, there's a place to go and have it restored. That's remarkable.
That's one of her favorite things to do.
Oh my gosh.
Renovating grandpa's hat.
Really?
John.
Resizing it, putting in new sweatbands, new ribbons, giving them a new life. I mean, that's a huge, because the quality of the base felt that they're made out of is better than what you can get now.
Now, I bet.
So refurbishing them is you're getting a better quality piece and you have an emotional attachment to it. So why not refurbish something instead of making something new?
And I think the best gift to everybody working on those hats is when the hatters, John and Steve, get into it and they hit that grandpa's hat with steam. They can often say to the customer, did your grandpa smoke cigars? Did your grandpa use hair product?
Did he wear Bay Rum hair pomade?
Gel or something?
Because
you can smell it.
Oh, he's a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah, also too. Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and, unfortunately, still no official word on the return of this game. There is still rain coming here in Madison as the Rafters and Mallards are locked in one where the Mallards right now, they have been dominant. They lead 10-0 in the bottom of the second. There is one out, and the bases are empty. However, still no estimated return time on the game. Officially, it is in a weather delay and, kind of just waiting here for the rain to pass by. And the warning track in the outfield still very, very damp and wet. So going to have to wait to see about the return of this game. But expectation is that it still will be a while. This rain is expected to keep coming down here in Madison. It's not hard, but it's enough to keep us off the field and not let it dry out. And that's expected for still a while longer. Like I mentioned earlier, 8:30, probably the time at the earliest when it will stop. So with that, that means we're going to be in a delay for a while. Unless something changes, it's going to be at least 45 minutes until we're back on the air. So what I'm going to do is say that we'll be back on the air at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and so that will be the next time that I go on the air. But until then, if anything else pops up, I will, of course, come immediately back on the air with an update for you guys on the return of the game. And hopefully at 8 o'clock, we'll have a little bit more clarification on when this game will get back underway. But 8 o'clock, unless the game gets postponed, and in which case, make sure that you are following our social media. The social media for the Mallards, they should post on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Those are all three different ways that, Twitter, also now known as X, I have to say both of those. But I'm sure that you can find an update either way or check out the website for the Mallards. We'll also have our own article posted as a press release on the Rafters website as well if the game gets postponed before 8 o'clock. So if it comes to 8 o'clock and I'm not back on the air, it can be assumed that either something is happening right here where I'm not able to get back on the air or the game has been postponed. So until then, I will be back on the air at 8 o'clock. So hoping for good news and getting a return to the game time. But for myself, Austin Thomas, thanks, and I'll talk to you in about 40 to 45 minutes here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So many wood forms and blocks that there were teams of people just throwing them out the windows into the river.
Oh.
And there's a burn pile in the lot next to the building where they're just burning.
That must
all
just
of the
break
it kills
your heart.
Me. It makes me want to go scuba diving in the river.
I bet.
In Pittsburgh, which nobody wants to do.
And the whole process now, so dealing with contemporary hat blocks and then having antique ones fixed, we lost our last American hat block maker over a decade ago now, and he retired in his late 80s. And so when it comes to the wood forms, there's no one in this country that continued the art
of
the sculpture and the proportion of making those. So if we're getting anything new, the best is coming from Great Britain or Australia.
We're going to continue our conversation with John and Kate McLaughlin with McLaughlin and Hayes Hatters Milliners on KK in Milwaukee. Stay with us. This is Beyond the Cheese on Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, it's Greg again. Just a reminder that we are not in the studio right now. This is a curated best of episode for you, but Free Ticket Friday is still happening today, and that Free Ticket Friday keyword is four, F-O-U-R, four. Get that Civic Media app, text the show, F-O-U-R-4. That will put you in the running for a four-pack of tickets for the upcoming game against Washington on July 11th. So again, get that Civic Media app, text in the keyword, and good luck to you. you.
7524.
Coming up next for you, we've got an interview with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They were part of our Beyond the Cheese series. It's when we highlight a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry to show you what's going on in the state, cool things you can do, things you can buy like hats. And this is a two-part interview we did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. Have a lovely 4th of July. Stay safe, stay cool, and enjoy.
Check it out after the show and take a look at some of the wonderful, wonderful hats for men and women that you make. We need to bring hats back.
Absolutely.
We really, really do. My father was a mortician. He always had his fedora that he wore. You would not go out without them. What are your customers like now? Who's shopping at McLaughlin and Hayes?
Well, our mantra is stand out, look sharp. So we have clients who, of course, come in for that aesthetic, that they, you know, really pay attention to how they present themselves, either because that's how they grew up or they're having a change in life and they want to just give themselves a little more self-care.
Sure.
And
we get people from even younger to dead.
You have four-year-olds who want hats?
Or their parents do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they'll bring them in, and it little girls who want to put something on, you know, everybody. And they're just, when the kids come in and they see the variety of colors and textures, feathers, everything, it's huge for them. So you see what they're drawn towards, and everybody's got something different.
I bet.
Yeah.
How
it's the last thing you put on. It's the first thing people notice, and it's just an outward expression of who we are.
Absolutely. And that's why when you become a hat wearer, the day you show up someplace without wearing a hat, it is jarring to other people.
I bet.
Because others look forward to seeing what the hat wearers are wearing, even though that they may not be wearing them yet themselves. They look forward to it. And it's almost every customer of ours, man, woman, everyone in between, it gives a permission for people to say, you know what? I can do that too. I have now been inspired. You're wearing that. You're being you. That's fantastic. And so that's something too that we really encourage in the shop is to, of course, we rarely put a wrong hat on a person unless they ask.
Because but they do exist.
They do exist.
Sure.
They do. There's a lot of math that goes into what we do. And but there's just really a joy in our shop because people not only are coming in to get what they want, but they're discovering something about themselves.
And you said something important, though. Not every type of hat looks good on every human.
No, not at all.
I need a brim. I have to have a hat with a brim. Otherwise, I look like a mushroom head. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And so it's very much a personal thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes, it is. It comes down to style. It comes down to what colors you're comfortable wearing, or if there's an event that you're going to that you need a hat.
Do you do a lot of weddings?
Actually, right now, we're doing quite a few in the Atelier, beautiful couture and bespoke bridal.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's where a lot of my passion lies. And
she has a long history with bridal. When she lived in Detroit through all of the 90s, actually in the city, she worked in high-end bridal. And so that's something in a theme that's come through. So when she gets to do those pieces now.
Oh, I bet it's magnificent. I know you do fascinators too.
Oh, yes.
Which is like a half hat commitment.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because you don't... If you wear a hat, you are married to the hat, essentially. But a fascinator is a little bit more forgiving.
Absolutely, it is. And there tend to be more sculpture that we wear that are just fun and fantastic.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
So it just really every hat fascinator, whimsy that we might make, they're just so personal. And another thing that we're starting to see is more moms wearing hats for weddings.
Good.
Yes, which is lovely.
Mother of the bride, you mean?
Mother of the bride and guests. Because it's a wonderful thing that I think a lot of Americans have forgotten, that when we celebrate ourselves or we celebrate the rites of passages for others, we forget that we can dress to celebrate them. And we're not dressing to be a showboat. We're dressing because we want to honor them and say, we think you're special. And so here I'm going to put on this fabulous hat because this is a party.
Yeah, there was one evening we actually had a worker at the Warner Theater for the symphony who showed us to our seats and then said, I'd just like to take a moment and say thank you for dressing up this evening. You guys look fantastic. It's such a pleasure when people dress up because we understand that it's a tip of the hat, no pun intended,
to the event.
To the performers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you're showing your respect and deference to them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You got to check it out. There's a reason you need a fascinator. I know there is. There is something coming up where you need one, or a felt hat or a straw hat or any kind of hat that you're looking for. They can do it at McLaughlin and Hayes. We only have about 90 seconds left. Are you training any young people? Is there anyone who's coming in?
When we changed our name, we took our partner of 11 years on, and he's the Hayes. And then we do have a couple of people, but nobody dedicated. We teach classes on both men's and women's hat making that can be customized for either groups or longer term to learn skill sets. But we don't have a dedicated apprentice at the time.
At the time. But, you know, they're very well. One will pop up. I'm also currently teaching at Mount Mary University in the fashion department.
Fabulous.
Millinery.
John and Kate McLaughlin with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company on Kinnickinnick in Milwaukee. Go check it out. We will include a link to their website in our show notes. Don't miss it. Thank you both so much for coming down. Really, really appreciate your time.
It was our pleasure.
This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bussing up my white tie.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now,
CBS News Brief. The search continues for survivors in Central Texas after flash flooding, Karen Hua reports.
The latest death toll is at least 32. Texas Hill Country is a popular recreation area in the state, so there were lots of visitors for the 4th of July holiday. But after the torrential rains on Friday, the Guadalupe River rose more than 20 feet.
Dozens are missing. Tropical storm Chantal off the southeastern U.S. is prompting flooding concerns. Meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
We're looking at heavy rainfall through today, tomorrow, and into Monday, which could result in some localized flooding.
Israel's prime minister plans to visit the White House Monday to talk about the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza. Reaction from Israel.
I am against the fight in Gaza because only political agreement will serve the problem.
Hamas is reacting positively but wants more talks. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5. Thanks to Jackson Churio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a two-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all seven batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you saw it, 97, 99, and this makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race.
Now, I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Beautiful. Less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 78 degrees.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Howdy, hey everybody, it's Greg again. Just a reminder that we are not in the studio right now. This is a curated best of episode for you, but 4th of July.
Free Ticket Friday is still happening today.
Hope you're staying safe.
Free Ticket Friday keyword is 4F.
But we have a wonderful segment for you right now.
It is part of our Text the Show
Sorbet, where we take a moment to lighten things up.
That will put you in the running for a four-pack of tickets for the upcoming game against Washington
on July 11th.
Audio Sorbet is when we take a moment to step back from the news,
text in the keyword, and good luck to you.
Have a lovely 4th of July.
Stay safe. We've
got an interview with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They were part of our Beyond the Cheese series.
Good morning and welcome back.
It's when we highlight a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry
to show you
what's going on in the state.
Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine.
And this is a two-part interview we did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. Have a lovely 4th of July. Stay safe, stay cool.
Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Going to get to Audio Sorbet in just a second. Want to thank everybody who took part in our statewide Text to Win Scotty Summer Contest and our grand prize winners, Trace, listening to WMDX in Madison, and Melissa, listening to WHSM in Hayward, picking up our grand prizes, a getaway either in Door County or Baraboo with a gas card to get you there. And we had many, many other winners, either a Brewers tickets or $100 in cash. Congratulations to everyone. And thank you so much for taking part. The winning does not end, even though that contest has wrapped up.
Yeah.
On Friday. It's Free Ticket Fridays.
Oh, baby.
It's back this Friday. We are going to be doing essentially the same thing. You've got five chances to win. You want to text in the keyword we will give you on Friday morning using the app, and then you have a chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, good seats. Free Tickets Fridays coming back this Friday. Listen for that keyword with Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, our show, 11 to 2, Tom Hartman, 2 to 4, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Did I get those right?
Wait.
Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie, 4 to 6.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be right.
Yeah.
Free Ticket Fridays.
We did it.
Back this coming Friday. All right. As we always do, this is a segment called Audio Sorbet. Take a little break from the news. Just because we all need a rest.
And we can.
And we can. So we were talking about this as we were setting up this show today, and I'm not even sure how we landed on this. But we're talking about soap operas.
You brought it up.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah. I was talking about Santa Barbara for some reason, and we started talking about soap operas. Mm-hmm. So here is the question for today's audio sorbet. Wide open. No judgment.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What was your story? We all watch soap operas at one point in our lives. Male, female, I don't care.
Yeah.
What was your story, or what was maybe your mother's or your grandmother's story? Couldn't miss it. Don't bug me. From 1 to 2, I'm watching my story.
Yeah.
What was or is your story? Because there's still soaps.
I am going to open it up. I did not clear this, folks, with Jane or Calvin. I will open up the acceptability factor on this for those who will say, wrestling is my stories.
Thank you.
Watching wrestling.
Pro wrestling. They are male soaps.
They're soaps.
They are.
They're soaps for all.
Yep.
And so if that is your way of kicking back and getting some good stories
in. Cool.
That's great. It's all good.
You got the heels, right?
Got the baby faces.
Got the good guys and the heels.
Sometimes heels become baby faces. Sometimes baby faces become heels.
The trading.
Traitors, there's intrigue and there's
turning and backstabbing.
Backstabbing. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
The only thing that wrestling misses is a good case of amnesia. Do we ever see amnesia in pro wrestling?
Amnesia, I'm not sure exactly, but there was a storyline like many, many years ago where Linda McMahon, our now Secretary of Education, was in a coma, and she had no idea what was going on. She was unresponsive, and Vince McMahon was a naughty boy during that time. It was a really weird time in the late 90s, early 2000s with wrestling. It was really gross. But yeah, honestly, the storylines you see in wrestling are the same you see in soap operas. And what I thought was interesting when you mentioned Santa Barbara, I don't even know why you mentioned Santa Barbara.
It was about an actress.
Oh, yes.
She was one of the lead actresses in Santa Barbara who left the show and became a nun.
That's right. And I said that Santa Barbara was the first soap opera that I ever remembered that got canceled, because at that point in my life, you had
Days of Our Lives,
All My Children, General Hospital.
As
the World Turns. They were all on, and they all seem to have been on since the inception of time itself.
Seriously.
And so when Santa Barbara came out, I'm like, oh, there's another soap opera. And they said it's being canceled. I'm like, wait, how? How do you cancel a soap opera? So, yeah. And we were discussing this from the viewpoint of, like, I had never in my life up until 1996, fall of 1996, I never watched one.
You were in college.
I was in college. I never watched 1 millisecond of a soap opera.
Never.
Because they just seemed like,
your mom was working.
She worked 9 to 5, and she didn't come home and watch them. She had no interest in soap operas. My dad didn't watch them before work, so there was nothing like that happening in the house. Never watched them, thought they were for girls or for women whatever. But also it just seemed like it was a massive amount of information from all the years past to take in and
all the storylines, the backstories. Yeah.
By the end of that school year in May of 1997, I was part of a group that was either between, depending on the day, between 20 to 40 people in the common room
at college at
UW, Wisconsin, Waukesha. Go Hilltoppers. That's not the thing, but it's whatever. Harvard on the Hill. That's what they called it. Harvard on the Hill. We would watch religiously Days of Our Lives at noon every day, Monday through Friday. And it wasn't
20 to 30 college
20
kids.
To 40. It was packed. Sometimes like you had to like, you just sit like crouched next to people. It was packed in there to watch it sometimes. And it wasn't a bunch of 18, 19, 20 year olds like being whatever, like impetulant and making fun of it. It was shut up. It's on. We're listening. Shh, like, shh, shh, shh. I need to know why John Black is back.
Which is hilarious, because it's not like you're going to miss anything, because they're going to recap the whole thing in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. The soap operas, the kings and queens of exposition.
Oh, and just drawing, dragging things out. What is your story? What was your story? I love that you had a whole, you had 40 college kids.
Mm-hmm. Real watching, good use of our time.
Yes. Watching soap operas.
Yeah.
No shame, no judgment. What was your story? 855-752-4842. Dave from New Berlin, Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. Carol from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. Julie from Wausau, I work nights. Now I watch Seaside Hotel. I never liked soap operas, but my brothers watch them.
Yeah. And then maybe PBS could be considered soap opera. C-SPAN could be a soap opera.
C-SPAN
watching,
could be a
watching
soap
their
opera.
Coverage of the Congress, definitely a soap opera, especially when they get those callers in. It's hilarious.
Gail from New Berlin, listening on WAUK, Dark Shadows all the way. And Ronnie from Horicon, Dark Shadows. It was ahead of his time. I would race home from grade school to watch Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
With the least attractive leading vampire on the planet, Jonathan Frakes.
What I find really funny about Dark Shadows is when you, if you watch reruns now, you can find it anywhere. It's on probably YouTube as well. But it had the set value or the because it was a vampire family,
right?
So
it was an old gothic mansion
exactly.
kind of thing.
So there was quote special effects. But if you were also a fan of Doctor Who from the 70s, you're like, oh, you have $40 in that budget. Okay, great. I can see the strings on the bat.
Oh, there were Dark Shadows was especially well known for that. They would have boom mics, yeah. you know, in the middle of the scene. And yeah, they spent a whole lot of money on that. What was your story? 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. You're welcome. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Greg. All right. My go-to can't miss show, and hear me out on this. It was an evening soap opera once a week. It was ER.
That was
a weekly running soap opera with all the drama and the characters and the romance and the, you know, whatever,
right.
the catastrophes in the hospital. And that was must-see TV on Thursday night watching ER.
It was essentially General Hospital, but at night.
Yeah. Yeah. With
very well put, Jane. Yes, it was essentially General Hospital PM.
That's so awesome, Jim. Thank you. Really appreciate
Jim,
it.
Jim, thank you so much. And I have to amend my statement. When I said before earlier, I officially retract my statement about never watching a millisecond of soap operas.
Because you watched ER?
No.
No?
Growing up, I watched Dallas.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back in to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and thank you for joining us and staying tuned in as we get ready to roll along back from the rain delay. 7:50 p.m. is estimated resumption time, and, well, initially I was expecting to be back on the air at 8 o'clock. However, game is starting 10 minutes earlier, so look at that. We get a little bit of an early start, and of course, I'll recap the game for those who are joining us at 8 o'clock. But at this moment in time, it is the bottom of the second inning. The Madison Mallards up at the plate. They are hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And it'll be Carson Hansen up at the plate with one out and the bases empty. The Mallards up 10-0. It'll be Hansen and Sheffield due up the rest of this inning. Cole Kosciuszko led off the second. He was struck out looking by Trevor Moik for the Rafters. However, there's a good chance that Moik will not be out here to return because, of course, it's been a while since we were back in action. The delay started at just about 7 o'clock, a little bit before that point in time. And so it's been about 45 minutes. It'll be 50 minutes by the time the first pitch comes around. So a chance that Moik does return. He had
thrown just one inning of work prior to his time at the delay. Moik had thrown 13 total pitches. So a chance he comes back out. However, I don't currently see him warming up right now, and I'll see if I do spot him on the mound once they take the tarp off of the rubber. And it's a turf field. However, they do have a small circular tarp covering the pitching mound to make sure that it doesn't get too wet. So assuming that that tarp will come off in a very short amount of time to allow for the pitcher to rewarm. However, no pitchers are throwing right now. The Rafter is going to have to get a little bit of warm-up time once that tarp is removed. So it looks like we're going to be starting a little bit past 7:50. But let's go ahead and recap how we got into this situation. 10-0 Madison Mallards. In the top of the first inning, the Rafters had Eric Harper lead off. He flew out to right field. Behind that, Noah Hatta drew a walk with one out. And then Junior Barajas at the plate popped out to the catcher, but there was a collision between him and first baseman Cole Kosciuszko, which allowed Hatta to advance to second base. So Hatta on second base with two outs. Madden Akko flew out to center field, and that left Hatta stranded at second. Tarp is coming off the field here, and so with that, we'll get to see a little bit of warm-ups from the Rafters pitching staff before we get started with the bottom of the second inning. Continuing on with a recap of the game, the first inning, Kenny Schultz on the mound. It didn't go his way. It was a single from Dom Jacoby to get things started. He went to second on a wild pitch, and then Davis Hamilton up at the plate. He ripped an RBI double to make it 1-0 Mallards. Mikey Bell followed up, and he grounded out 5-3, so one out with the runner on second, but a wild pitch sent Hamilton to third base. So now a runner on third base with Daniel Rogers up at the plate. He hits an RBI single to make it 2-0. Rogers over on first base. He advances to second on the walk to Michael Lippi, so runners on first and second with still only one out. Then Cole Kosciuszko draws a walk to load them. So bases loaded, 2-0, and at the plate, it was Carson Hansen who had an RBI single that made it 3-0. Noah Sheffield had an RBI single to make it 4-0, and Brock Lulowitz then had his own RBI single that made it a 5-0 game. Then back to the top of the card, Dom Jacoby up for the second time in the inning. He had a 2-RBI double that made it 7-0 Madison. And then it was another 2-RBI double from Davis Hamilton, sent home Jacoby and Lulowitz to make it 9-0. From that point on, Mike, it was over for Kenny Schultz. Trevor Moik comes into the game. Moik induces a line out to second base from Mikey Bell. So Bell lined out. He was the first and second out of the first inning. Daniel Rogers up at the plate. He rips an RBI single off of Moik to make it a 10-0 game. That run was inherited from Schultz, however, and so that finished up Schultz's line. And then Moik was able to get out of the inning with a 6-unassisted grounder, fielder's choice, from Michael Lippi that put 3 away. But 10-0 into the second inning, and then the top of the second, the Rafters saw a complete half of the frame. It was a leadoff walk from Hiroto Kobayashi. Jake Beauchesne followed, and he reached second base on an E6. And so then on second base, it was up to Landon Gaz with runners on second and third. Kobayashi was on third, Beauchesne on second. Gaz, though, popped out to second base. Luke Skinner followed, striking out swinging. Hayden Carlson up at the plate with two outs and two on. He drew a walk to load them. And with the bases loaded, that then made it with two outs up to Eric Harper, but he struck out swinging to keep it 10-0 Mallards. Bottom of the second comes around. Trevor Moik back out there for the Rafters, and he induces a strikeout looking from Cole Kosciuszko. So that strikeout, Kosciuszko put one away in the bottom of the second inning, and that is currently where we sit. Trevor Moik, right now, he is out there on the mound for the Rafters, so looks like they will not be turning to a new pitcher, as the rain delay was not long enough to take him out of his game, and so it'll be up to Trevor Moik with the bases empty and one out. He'll be taking on the batter who he was going to face at the time of the rain delay in Carson Hansen. So looking like we're just about ready to get back underway after the initial delay happened at 7 o'clock p.m. here at just past 7:50. The Rafters getting ready to return, as it'll be up to the Rafters to see if they can make an improbable comeback. Despite it being early, they trail 10-0, and it'll be Moik taking on the left-handed hitting Carson Hansen, who now steps into the batter's box. And Trevor Moik, real quick, getting a little bit of rosin on his hands and going to set the rosin bag off to the side. And Trevor Moik pointing over towards the Rafters bullpen, and looks like we're ready to go, is Carson Hansen back in the batter's box. And after a long delay, well, not too long, first pitch on the way to Hansen misses outside for ball number one. So back from the delay at 7:53 p.m., and the Rafters hoping to make a 10-run comeback. A swing and a miss from Hansen brings the count 1-1. Carson Hansen up for the second time this game. Left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the bases empty and one away. Rafters down 10-0 in the bottom of the second. And Hansen 1-for-1 in the game. He swings and sends one over to third, and that gets by the diving glove of Luke Skinner. So over to first, he's now rounding for second. Here comes the throw in, it'll be cut off, and the runner gets over to second. Carson Hansen, a sliding double to put a runner in scoring position with one out in the bottom of the second. And Trevor Moik getting back out to work for the Rafters after the delay, and hoping to get the stuff that he needs. But before that, Manny Silva has a new rosin bag for Trevor Moik and waiting for time to be called here so that Moik can get that new rosin bag. That's what he was pointing off to the side for. But no time taken. Runner on second. Thought about taking off. It gets inside the hands, but it's fouled off towards the Rafters dugout. And so now Silva will go out there and toss the new rosin bag to Trevor Moik, and an 0-1 count. Noah Sheffield up at the plate, right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with a runner on second and one out in the bottom of the second. 0-1, and Moik delivers. This one is sent high in the air out towards shallow center field, running up on it. Hada trying to get that running start and misjudged it a little bit. He dives and couldn't make the catch. And now he's on the ground, and it looks like maybe he hit his glove on the grass a little early, sliding to the ground there, and that did not look good. Trainers are going to have to come out here as Hada got the glove stuck on the grass as he slid on top of it, and the wrist went backwards trying to go for that ball, and that does not look good, and he is down in a lot of pain right now. And he was trying to get the running start on the ball to make sure that he could throw the runner out at third base, but that made it so that at the end he had misjudged it just a little bit, and now he goes to the ground after trying to reach that glove out at the grass level. So Hada in a lot of pain right now, and the outfielders and the Rafters coaching staff going out to check on him along with the trainers, and hopefully Hada is all right out there in center field. He's one of those new Rafters coming over from Hawaii Pacific and back on his feet right now, but it looked for sure to me like the wrist got caught for him. And again, I'm still far back up here in the press box, so can't quite tell for certain what it was that got hurt for him, but he immediately went down in pain, and that looked from my spot up here like what the injury could be. However, don't want to make assumptions, so we will wait for official word on that and hope that he comes out of the game and is all right. He's currently holding that wrist right now as he's walking off, and so a new outfielder as Royce Clayton Jr. will come into the game for the Rafters. Clayton, the new center fielder, as Hada is holding that wrist, and it does appear like some sort of wrist injury, so Clayton going to be taking over as a defensive replacement. It officially goes in as a single for Noah Sheffield. It's his second hit of the game, and that makes it now a runner on first and second with one out in the bottom of the second inning. So another bit of a delay here, and just hoping that Noah Hada is okay. But Royce Clayton Jr., the defensive replacement for the Rafters, he's played quite a bit of center field throughout the season and able to come in on a pinch here. And well, it was the opposite that happened yesterday. Clayton was the starter and he was a defensive substitution made for Noah Hatta, as Hatta came into the game after not starting. But now the opposite, Hatta starts, and Royce Clayton Jr. comes in as a defensive replacement. So, now continuing on with the inning as Hatta goes back to the dugout, and it'll be up to Brock Lulewicz with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the second. Still 10-0 Madison, and first pitch is called for a strike on the outside edge for an 0-1 count. For those of you who are just joining us now, as I had mentioned, an 8 o'clock resumption time earlier today. This game got started, restarted, I should say, at 7:53 after the rain delay. First pitch on the outside to Brock Lulewicz misses away for ball number one, so a 1-1 count. So since the rain delay, it was a double from Carson Hansen and then a single from Noah Sheffield. That has the runners on first and second with one out in the bottom of the second. Moik looks back towards the base and now brings it home, and it's fouled away towards the Rafters dugout. Now a 1-2 count, and Brock Lulewicz, 1-for-1 in the game. He had an RBI single back in the first. That was part of five consecutive hits from the Mallards. It was Hansen, Sheffield, Lulewicz, Jacoby, and Hamilton, who each had a hit, all of them picking up RBIs. 1-2 the count on the way home. It's a grounder towards second, running up on it. It's caught, trying to flip it to second, and they just got him in time. And Hayden Carlson is taken down on the play, which allows the runner from third to come home and score. And they didn't realize that the play was still active, so the runner from third comes home. And that means that it's now an 11-0 game. The Madison Mallards have the lead. So it goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. And it is an RBI for Brock Lulewicz, as Lulewicz now on first base, Sheffield out at second, and Hansen comes home to score on the play. 1-0 count as Dom Jacoby takes the first one for ball number one. So now a 1-0 count, pitch coming home. It's a check swing, and it bounces away, and time is called as the count now 2-0, I believe. Seems like the umpire got hit on that ball. And so I believe it's a 2-0 count now to Jacoby after... Well, looks like they called that a strike, so 1-1 the count. Runner on first base as this pitch now misses away, so there's ball number two. Now a 2-1 count with the runner on first base. Two outs in the bottom of the second, 11-0 Madison. And the Rafters coming back from the rain delay. Allowed a double and a single, but Trevor Moik still out there on the mound in between the delay.